Before we go to thing number two, I'd like to answer a couple of questions that might be asked regarding the threefold challenge of Samuel Adams. The first question regards the issue of who is a real American, and you might ask me, Kevin, what makes you an expert on who a real American is? Well, first of all, it isn't me, it isn't my opinion or anything, it's simply a matter of what America's founding fathers said. And we'll look at those in more detail in the program. But second of all, I do have some experience which I think might be interesting to you to understand how I came to understand what the founding fathers were saying. Not many people even ask the question, who is a real American? But I had a reason to ask the question, who is a real American? And here's the reason why. I studied law, and I passed the California bar exam, which I've been told is the toughest bar exam in the entire world. And during the course of my studies, I had a lot of interests besides what was in the traditional law curriculum. I was interested in the issue of church and state much more than is covered in a traditional law school curriculum. And I happened to come across the 1892 United States Supreme Court decision of Holy Trinity Church versus United States, which very emphatically said that the United States was a Christian nation. And I thought, well, that's very interesting. I wonder what kind of history, what kind of reception that case has had. There's a technique in the legal field called shepherdizing, which is a system that allows you to find out every court which has quoted a particular decision. Any court decision, you can find out how other courts have dealt with that decision. So I looked up the Holy Trinity case, and interestingly, I found out that it was basically thrown out in the 20th century. In the 20th century, the Supreme Court reversed itself, and it said that you can't say, I promise to obey the government unless the government requires me to sin and violate God's commands. In other words, your allegiance to the government cannot be qualified by a higher allegiance to God. You can't say, I support the Constitution unless it conflicts with what God says. Well, that's a pretty interesting conclusion for the court to draw. I looked at that decision, the one that overthrew the Holy Trinity case, and found out that it is still being quoted by a number of courts. And in fact, as it turns out, you cannot become an attorney, according to the United States Supreme Court, if your allegiance to God is greater than your allegiance to the government. You cannot even become a naturalized American citizen. If you're born in a foreign country and you want to become an American citizen, and your allegiance to God is greater than your allegiance to the government. In other words, if you say with the apostles, I must obey God rather than man, then if they find that out, and if they want to, they can keep you from becoming an American citizen. Well, I went to the California State Bar and I said, what do you think about this decision that says you cannot become an attorney if you're a Christian, and if your allegiance to God is greater than your allegiance to the government? And they said, I said, I think this is unconstitutional. And the state bar said, well, what's constitutional really isn't as important as what the Supreme Court says, and so we follow precedent rather than the Constitution. Well, I said, that sounds like a federal case to me. So I went to a federal court and I said, I want you to tell the state bar to allow me to take the oath to support the Constitution, even though my allegiance to God is greater than my allegiance to the government. And the federal court said, no way. The Supreme Court has said you can't take that oath because, you know, you'd be lying, essentially. I mean, you really don't support the Constitution. And every attorney has to take that oath to support the Constitution, just like every politician has to take the oath to support the Constitution. But you can't take that oath if your allegiance to God is greater than your allegiance to the government. So what is a real American? America's founding fathers believed that a real American is a person who is under God, that a real America is a nation under God, and you have to be a nation, you have to be a person under God. That has all changed. Now you have to believe that the government is more important, more ultimate in its authority and sovereignty over God. Obviously, I'm going to disagree with that, and I think you will too after you read the Supreme Court decision in 1892 and read the evidence that the court cited to support its conclusion that America was a nation under God, a Christian nation under God, and that you as a person should be a person under God. That's a real American. Now, what about people who are atheists? What about people who are Buddhists and don't believe in God? Well, America's founding fathers said they were welcome here. But they were welcome here only in terms of having an allegiance to our ways of life, our perspective, our worldview, respectable of that position. For example, the founding fathers in every colony, as far as I can tell, every colony at the time the Constitution was ratified, did not allow Roman Catholics to become citizens or to hold public office. And that's because Roman Catholics back then were more strict than Roman Catholics are today. And they believed essentially in a system of monarchy. And they believed that the Pope had an authority which transcended earthly political power. And so there was a genuine question about whether they believed in the American system, the American representative government system, the Republican system, and whether they actually believed in monarchy. And the Founding Fathers said, if you believe in monarchy, then you're not a real American. America's Founding Fathers also said that atheists could not hold public office. They could not take the oath to support the Constitution because America's Founding Fathers believed that an oath was inherently an act of religious worship. You raise your right hand toward heaven, you put your left hand on a Bible, and you say, so help me God, I promise, I tell the truth, whatever pledge you're making it in the presence of God. And if you don't believe in God, then how can you take an oath? Well, this was the way America's Founding Fathers thought, and it's worthy of our consideration to ask whether their system provided for more peace and prosperity than our system does today, which prohibits Christians from becoming attorneys or certified elevator inspectors or draftsmen for the county or almost any vocation, any job, any occupation, which requires the person to take an oath to support the Constitution. Is now interpreted to mean that your ultimate allegiance is to the government and your allegiance to God is subordinate to the government.